So this is another beautiful piece from the Chovas HaLevavos that you're sharing, which is really a foundation to how all of Bitachon works. So again, in this piece he's writing that someone who has Bitachon does not rejoice in anticipation of the good fortune that he expects to receive in the future, nor does he worry or feel afraid about any future bad that might befall him. So again, both sides of the coin, the Chovas HaLevavos here is portraying to us that whilst we usually learn that a person who has Bitachon doesn't worry about negative outcomes because he knows that he's in Hashem's hands and he's in the best possible hands. Hashem, who is in complete control of every single detail of the world, would never let anything bad happen to him in terms of allowing some other force, God forbid, take control over Hashem. Obviously, bad things do happen to people, and there's many reasons for that, but that is Hashem's doing. When a person knows they're 100% in Hashem's hands, and Hashem will only do 100% what's best for a person, and they're not susceptible to any circumstance, they're not victim to any person or circumstance, etc., a person, like the Chovas HaLevavos says right at the beginning, will be able to have menuchas hanefesh, tranquility of the soul, because what am I worried about? I'm literally in the best hands ever. Not one person has control over me. Not one situation has control over me. I'm completely in Hashem's hands. And therefore, response to adversity is exactly exclusively to Hashem. When something bad happens in a person's life or a scary situation seems to be approaching, I direct my thoughts and emotions and actions and everything towards Hashem. And I say, Hashem, what's happening here? Why is this happening to me? Please save me from the situation. And once I've done that, there's nothing more to do because I'm in the greatest hands ever, the safest hands ever. So that's that side of the coin. However, the other side of the coin, which you mentioning here from the Chovas HaLevavos, which is not as commonly explored, is that a person with Bitachon doesn't get overly excited when something good happens to them, when something amazing happens to them. And again, the reason for this, when they're anticipating maybe some good fortune happening to them, also they're not in a particularly unusual state of joy and celebration. Again, let's just explain what this means. A person who doesn't have Bitachon, when something good happens, super good happens to them, or they're anticipating something good happening to them, they get super excited because it's unexpected. Why should they expect such a thing to happen? It's so unusual. So many bad things could happen because they're just living in happenstance and the normal ways of nature, etc. Whereas when a person is with Hashem, it is almost, as we've learned by Bitachon so many times, you can expect the good to happen. So not that you should throw away the appreciation. Of course, we have to be appreciative. That's another aspect. But without going to that for a moment, when something good happens, it's almost like I'm not shocked. I was expecting the good to happen because I'm relying on Hashem. Even if the odds were against me, even if this was against the normal statistics of the natural world, etc., I know Hashem's with me. I know I'm in Hashem's boat. And therefore, I'm expecting things to turn out for the good. And therefore, a person who's got real deep Bitachon, they're expecting good things to happen to them. And therefore, when something good happens, or when they're expecting some great fortune to happen, you know, they're anticipating it, in that situation, they're not going to feel particularly excited and particularly joyful because it's like normal. That this is what's within their expectation of what Hashem would do for them. But this is what we've learned many times by Bitachon. When a person has proper Bitachon for something, and again, if a person is fully, fully reliant on Hashem that something is going to happen in a good way, they're absolutely sincere in that way. As we've learned many times, it's an axiom of creation, it will for sure happen. So if my Bitachon is that strong, why do I get so surprised when it actually happens? It was my clear belief before, and if I'm building that Bitachon, that belief, that genuine understanding and realization that Hashem is going to do this good for me, and I'm relying on Him for a certain good to happen to me. So once it happens, I shouldn't be all that surprised. You know, this does not, again, I just want to highlight, this does not take away our obligation to be appreciative. One of the most basic fundamentals of Yiddishkeit in general, certainly of Bitachon also, is Hakaras HaTov to Hashem, to appreciating the good that He does to us, that He does for us, every single little thing, from the biggest, from the smallest to the biggest. You know, a little brush of fresh air, to the biggest gifts in your life that you appreciate. Just to really constantly, and this is one of the things that we speak about often, a person should do on a daily basis in their personal sessions with Hashem, speaking to Hashem, thank you Hashem for this, thank you Hashem for this, thank you Hashem for this, and certainly when something good happens, to thank Hashem. But the point here is the knee-jerk response of somebody like, what just happened? That's unbelievable. Whoa, how did this happen? That's just because a person wasn't expecting it to happen. In a sense, that is because a person is not having enough bitachon that things are going to work out good for them. And therefore, when they're anticipating something good, suddenly, or so they receive something good, and there is, you know, they receive those good news, they suddenly shocked. That sense of shock, in a sense, is not fully in line with bitachon. Again, we got to appreciate and to digest that we're not going to be on this level today, and we just got to climb towards this level. But just to know where we're aiming at, we're aiming at a level that when amazing things happen to us, we appreciate it in the same way we appreciate everything from Hashem, but we're not particularly shocked in a knee-jerk response way, because we always are expecting Hashem to send us good, not because we're unappreciative and just live in this mode of thought that Hashem owes us everything in the wrong way, but rather because we're living with the real values of bitachon, that we're relying on Hashem and we're leaving everything up to Him. And once we do so genuinely and sincerely, as we told, Hashem will do good for us, from the smallest things to the biggest things. And therefore, when the most amazing things happen to us, in a sense, we appreciate it, but we don't feel overly surprised because we had digested that bitachon. We already knew it was going to happen to us. We should all be zochet to these highest levels of Emunah and Bitachon.